Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, September 24, 2003, Gordon Lightfoot is inducted into the Canadian Songwriter Hall of Fame. Gordon placed 6 songs on the Billboard Top 40 and several more on the Canadian charts. On this day in 1998, Elvis Presley is inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. On this day in 1988, the Hollies climbed to the top of the British charts with He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, after the song was used in a TV beer commercial. The record was originally a hit for them in 1969. Also on this day in 1988, Bobby McFerrin's a cappella tune, Don't Worry, Be Happy, hits the top of the record charts, not only in the U.S., but in almost every country in the world. The song would go on to win Grammy Awards for both Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Also on this day in 1988, while brandishing a shotgun, James Brown bursts into an insurance office next to his and demands to know which of the 40-odd salesmen used his personal bathroom. Police were called, and a 2-state car chase ensued, during which nearly 24 shots were fired into Brown's pickup. He is eventually arrested in Georgia without further incident. Although he was offered a plea deal and spend 90 days in jail, he refused and was sentenced instead to 2 concurrent 6-year terms. He was paroled on February 27, 1991. On this day in 1977, Fleetwood Mac's Don't Stop peaks at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100, while ELO's Telephone Line reaches number 7. Best of My Love by The Emotions holds the top spot. On this day in 1970, Ringo Starr releases his 2nd solo album, Buku of Blues, which will reach number 65 on the Billboard Hot 200 during a 15-week stay. British fans virtually ignored the country-flavored effort, and the LP failed to chart at all in the United Kingdom. And on this day, September 24, 1966, The Beatles peak at number 11 on Billboard. It was the first Beatles released where none of the Beatles played instruments. A string section of studio musicians, composed of 4 violins, 2 cellos, and 2 violas, performed a score composed by producer George Martin. Paul wrote most of the song with a little help from Ringo. What's the song, and how did Ringo play a part? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, September 24, 1966, the Beatles peak at number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100. It was the first Beatles release where none of the Beatles played instruments. A string section of studio musicians, composed of 4 violins, 2 cellos, and 2 violas, performed a score composed by producer George Martin. Paul wrote most of the songs, but it was Ringo who came up with the lyrics that go, "Writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear." Here are the Beatles and Eleanor Rigby.
Look at all the lovely people. Look at all the lovely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.